Hi, it's Kate Gabriel. I get massacred by Art the Clown in Terrifier 2, and you're listening to Horror Homeschool.
Hello, welcome back to Horror Homeschool. I'm Chris.
And I'm Ash. How
How are
are
you
you,
doing?
Chris?
Oh, damn it. We just need to do away with this whole how are you segment. It went away for like 6 months and it was fine. And now it's back again. It's thrown us
Wait, let's
off.
just get rid of it.
Yeah, I don't give a shit how you are. Let's talk about this film.
Exactly. I mean, we catch up beforehand and,
Yeah.
we chit chat, we get on tangents anyways, so.
We do the preamble before we press record. It's fine. People don't need to know how we are. They only care about listening to us talk about this movie.
There's so many podcasts I listen to when you go listen like to the comments and it's like actual story start or actual pod or actual episode starts at dot dot dot, so they're like skipping all the banter and stuff like
Yeah, no one cares about banter. No one cares about vamping. I guess they're here today to hear us talk about the concluding segment in our Silent Hill franchise coverage, which is the brand new reboot, Return to Silent Hill. So this was released January 23rd, 2026, and it is written and directed by Christoph Gans, who is returning to Silent Hill, you could say, because he directed the original movie from 2006. So yeah, it's 20 years ago,
That's crazy.
which is insane.
That's fucking insane to even think about.
yeah, this time he's writing the movie as well. He just directed it the first time around. So, is it better than the original? We will discuss that. The synopsis is as follows: when a man receives a mysterious letter from his lost love, he is drawn to Silent Hill. Once a familiar town, now consumed by darkness. Dun, dun, dun. So, the trivia, there's like no trivia. I
I
found like
figured.
three bits. So, this movie is based on the 2001 game, Silent Hill 2 by Konami. Meant to be a straight up remake or a reboot of that game in movie form. Whereas the original Silent Hill from 2006 was an amalgamation of the first three Silent Hill games. I think that's correct. But again, don't fact check me on this episode because I'm not a video game guy and I don't know anything about Silent Hill. I did actually try and get a couple of guests on that are big Silent Hill video game fans, but unfortunately it fell through last minute on both parts. So it's you just get us. Two dudes dudeing that don't know anything about the Silent Hill franchise. So the second bit of trivia is the monsters were played by dancers and acrobats in prosthetic makeup, like in the first Silent Hill movie. And the final bit of trivia, Evie Templeton, aka Agnes from Wednesday. You recognize her? She also played Laura in the 2024 remake of Silent Hill 2 video game.
Oh, that's cute. I didn't
So
know that.
she was the voice actor in that video game. And Christoph Gans didn't even know this when he cast her to play her in the movie because she signed an NDA regarding the game. So her role was a secret. So, yeah, crazy coincidence that she ended up getting cast
And
as
she's
that
so cute.
character in the movie. But yeah, it was cool to see her pop up. Great in Wednesday.
Definitely. She's so good in Wednesday. She's like Wednesday's creepy, but she's like unsettling creepy. You know what I mean? She's like,
Yeah,
I don't
she's
know,
an.
you're gonna wake up with your eyelids like sawed off and her eating them,
And
kind of creepy.
just like manically laughing at the end of the bed.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all the trivia that I could find really for this. Usually the case for brand new movies, there isn't any trivia. So what is our relationship with this movie and our initial thoughts? You go
You can go first.
first. I
Okay, I'll go
said you
first.
go first.
So I saw opening night.
Were you stoked for it though?
Not really.
You like the first one, but yeah, you weren't stoked
So
for
I
it.
like the first one. I definitely don't like the second one, so I was kind of like, you know, if it's better than the second one, then that'll be okay. So I saw opening night. I had to drive an hour away in rain.
That's how far I have to drive to see movies, you know.
It is? Oh, okay,
Yeah.
well then I'll stop complaining about it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know that. Anyways, I went to a nice theater and the seats were comfortable and the people were really quiet. So I was really happy about that because during the previews, they were all talking and I was like, oh no, this is going to be one of those things. But no, as soon as the movie came on, like everybody was quiet. So that was nice.
That's cool. You were sending pictures of your movie theater and a bit of commentary before the movie started, and you're like, "Oh, my waitress is coming over," and all this. I was like, "Waitress?" I was like, "What rich people kind of cinema are you at? Like,
So
that is crazy. I've never heard of
it's
that."
called Flick's Brew House, and so it's like a brewery, it's a bar, and then they have the movie theater, and then they have like people come to your table and you order food and they have like a full menu. I got a pizza and excuse me. So like I ordered a pizza and a Diet Pepsi, and so I get my Diet Pepsi and then everybody else is like getting their food and all this stuff, and I was like, okay, I haven't got my pizza yet. Maybe it just takes a little bit longer. And then about like, I don't know, it was probably like 30, 45 minutes into the movie,
Oh
and
no.
everybody was like already done eating and all this stuff, and I was like, oh no. And I was like, I don't want to be that awkward per like out of that asshole, and it's like, where's my pizza? You know, because the waitress was so nice. So I was like, okay, what I'm gonna do. So what you do whenever you want to order something in the middle of the movie, you press a button
Oh my God, that's
and
crazy.
you write a
Like
note.
on a plane.
Yeah, like you write a note and they just come up and they take the note and then you leave, so you don't have to like
What?
talk.
That's crazy.
So I wrote down a note. I was like, hi, can I order a water? And also, I'm checking in on my pizza, you know, sorry. And so like a few minutes later my water comes, and then a few minutes later my pizza comes, and oh my God, it was so worth the wait.
Nice.
The pizza was delicious, it was hot, and the crust was amazing, and the cheese was like, the pool was like amazing, and then they gave me ranch and it was like house-made ranch and it was so good. I was like, okay, this was worth it. And then when I get my check, she only charged me for my drink because I guess I don't know if they gave my pizza away to somebody else or just forgot about it or she didn't put it in. But she took off my pizza. So I was like, sick, I got a free pizza.
Oh, there's nothing better than that. Yeah, I mean,
So
I'd probably wait like 40 minutes for a free pizza.
yeah, so overall, like the experience watching the movie was fine. It was good. And then when I got out of the movie, it was foggy and it was rainy and it was cold. And I was
No
like, I just came from Silent Hill and I'm back in the air.
way. Was it really weird when you walked out and it was foggy?
Yes. And then
Did you
as I'm
scream? I would
driving,
have screamed.
I didn't. I was like, get to my car. And then usually I take back roads when I go home. But at night I can't see very well. So, and I was like, with the rain and the fog, I was like, I better take the highway with the lights and stuff like that. And so I'm driving and I put on a horror synth wave playlist I have.
Oh,
And I was just like imagining myself in Silent Hill
hell
driving.
yeah. Was that better than the movie?
I'll let you know. Anyways, your turn.
You haven't told me if you like the movie or not.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry. I liked it better than the second one. The first one is still holds like a special place in my heart. I went in with no expectations, and honestly, like, it was okay. You know, it wasn't like the worst thing I've ever seen. I didn't fall asleep. So I had like zero expectations, and I was fine with it.
Okay. For me, I'm not really a fan of this franchise. Didn't like the other two movies, and I wasn't really stoked for this one. However, I do really like the nurses and like the vibes with the fog and the others. I like aspects of the franchise, so I was curious to see how they did it in this movie. And I tried to go in as blind as I could.
Yeah, me
I
too.
don't think I watched the trailer unless. Did we talk about it on the pod? I can't remember.
I don't think we did.
Maybe not.
I didn't watch the trailer. I don't remember watching the trailer.
But yeah, I didn't read the synopsis. I
I
didn't,
didn't either.
I purposely went in as blind as I could. I didn't know whether it was going to be a remake of the first movie or whatever. So I went in as blind as I could, and then I saw the reviews coming out, and
Oh my God, I laughed so hard.
everyone hated it.
That
Like
was a great.
literally everyone, like I think it was like 6% on Rotten Tomatoes, like so critics hated it, fans of the game hated it, so by all accounts this was hot garbage, so I was not looking forward to it at all after all of that came out. But sometimes I like hot garbage, but did I like this hot garbage? Abso-fucking-lutely not.
Yeah, I
What
didn't think
a
you were.
pile of shit. I absolutely hated it beyond belief. Like
It was.
20 years for this, man. Like, wow. What a complete
There
myth.
was a lot that I just didn't get about it. Like I said, it was okay. It was just like, again, I liked it better than the second one because the second one is just shouldn't even exist.
Honestly, like, I feel like I was too harsh on Revelation. Like, that is like a masterpiece compared to this.
No.
Like, honestly, like. It at least that was entertaining. There was some like, bizarre things like the acting and the characters in that were just like so bad it's kind of entertaining. But
I
like
could see
this
that,
one
yeah.
was just not entertaining in the slightest. Not the big return that anybody wanted.
It's just didn't, there's so much to it that didn't make any fucking sense.
Well, yeah, I mean. Should we do highlights
I
first?
mean,
Because, like,
I
I have
honestly
nothing.
don't have any really. I thought that maybe some scenes were pretty,
Yeah, that's what
like.
I've got. The only highlight I have for this is the aesthetics. Like, they were okay. Like, for the most part, they were okay. It looked okay. Favorite scene was really hard to pick because I didn't like any, but, like, I quite like the first time when the siren went off and it turned into like the dark time and the way that the camera sort of panned right round like a 360 and it all goes red and it kind of, that bit looked okay. And that's it really.
Oh, I forgot to tell you that like halfway through the movie, this couple left.
Oh, yo, same. I forgot to tell you about my experience.
Oh yeah, you did. Tell me.
Two people walked out of my theater as well, and it was absolutely dead as well. Like literally, it was. I went the first showing, opening day, and yeah, there was me and six other people in there, and you'd think that oh, Chris wouldn't have any issues. It's pretty quiet showing that.
Of
I had an
course.
issue with every single person in that theater.
Wanted to just
So.
fucking fight them
Let me
all.
tell you. So my spot, I usually go back row center on my own because I'm a
See, I
sadder.
can't do center because I have to pee and I don't want to be walking in front of everybody, so I always do side,
Oh, I saw. Yeah, from your picture, I was like, she's a
Yeah.
wall girl.
Yep, I'm a wall girl because
Yeah.
I didn't go to the bathroom yesterday, surprisingly, but usually, like if it's a movie that's like 2 to 3 hours, oh yeah.
So. Yeah, that's my usual spot, back row center. Highly autistic, I know, but that's the way I like to view
They say, isn't that like
it.
a really good acoustics too? Like when that's in
No,
that.
the
Oh.
prime spot is middle center. That's
Oh,
where you're
yeah.
meant to
Okay.
be. But I can't stand having people behind me. Like, there's something
Oh,
about it. I can't have people behind me. It just make I just can't
it makes
relax.
it uncomfortable. Yeah, I
Yeah.
could see that. I could see that.
So yeah, I've got a bit at the back. So yeah, so I go in, sit in my place, and I'm on my app, like looking at where else like people have booked, you know, and I'm like, oh shit, there's like three people sort of like two rows ahead in front of me. I was like, I hope they're not bad. So they come in and it's like this family, this mum, this dad, and this kid. And I'm sure the kid's not 15. And I'm like, how is he even in here? And you know, as soon as someone walks in, you just know they're going to be trouble the whole way through
Oh,
because of their
yes.
attitude. So they were just like, I think you call them ratchet. That's the term, isn't it? Right? We call them like rough, like scallies, you know.
That's hilarious, Ratchet.
So this family, like, I guess, what's your version of, is it Ricky Lake when you have people like that on?
Jerry Springer.
Yeah, Jerry Springer, that's it. We have people like that, like rough people. So it was a family like that. So
They
you're like,
just,
oh,
it's
fuck's
like white
sake.
trash,
Yeah,
huh?
white trash, that's it.
Okay.
So they come in and they're talking loudly. They got
Oh
loads of
no.
food. And I'm just like, fuck's sake, I can't. And I'm sat in my seat and I'm like, I just know for a fact I'm going to have an issue. So I was like, right, I can't handle this. I know I'm not going to be able to hack it. So I went and I ended up having to be a wall boy. So I went right to the edge. But with your wall, your stairs are right there, right? Ours aren't. They're sort of in the. There are a few seats off the wall, and then you've got this like big ledge where it's sort of it's the ledge, and then it drops off where people walk in underneath. If that makes sense.
Yes, that makes sense.
I can't explain it, but anyway. So there's this ledge right in front of me, but it's like a reflective surface. So I was like not happy with the view because the screen is like there and it cuts off just about before the ledge.
Oh
You know what I mean? I'm
no.
just like, So that was kind of uncomfortable about that. I wasn't in my usual spot, but I was like, fuck it, I'm away from these people. So anyway, these other two like neck beards walk in and they sit like two seats down from me, and I'm like, oh, whatever. Surely they won't be a problem. On their phones the whole time. I was like, what? Brightness full on their phones the whole time. So that's what four. That's five people, right? And then the sixth person, this woman walks in on her own. I was like, okay, she won't be an issue, right? She seems, you know, harmless enough. She's quiet. She's on her own, and she sits not far from me, and she has the noisiest jacket I have ever heard in my life, and she keeps it on the entire film. It was like, I don't know. Do you call them tracksuit jackets, where it's like a really noisy material?
like
And
windsuit,
honest to God, I was
yeah,
just looking
windbreaker.
because like a windbreaker. And I thought someone had a carrier bag and they were rustling it the whole film. I was like, what have they got
That's
in that bag? I was like, why do they keep going in the bag? And
live
I
in a
realized that,
cartoon.
and I realized halfway through, oh my God, it's this woman's jacket. Why does she keep moving with this jacket and making this loud noise? And yeah, and the family were talking like full volume throughout the entire
Full
film, like,
volume.
and not even full volume, but like, louder, talking over the film so they could hear each other, like
I'm
shouting over it,
so
like,
mad.
oh, I'm so scared. Oh, I'm not scared. No, yeah, you are scared. And I'm like, oh my God, shut up, you fucking idiot. It's just like, oh, so
That's
yeah, what a
awful.
terrible experience.
What
Watched
a
a terrible
terrible.
film. I mean, to be honest, I think I would have been more pissed off if it was a film I was looking forward to and was enjoying. You know, I kind of wasn't bothered because the film was shit.
I just feel like it wasn't worth the drive for me, you know?
Yeah,
'Cause I get
honestly,
really
dude, I was because I know that you were sort of like dreading the
well,
drive and stuff, and I was
I
like,
just get
oh, I
really bad
feel bad
anxiety.
telling her to go watch this film.
It's just driving at night, like let me tell you, when I can't see, I'm telling you, I
Did they not
cannot
have
see
any
the road.
day showings?
No. And well, they okay, yes, they did, but this weekend is supposed to be all icy and it was only this weekend because I tried to look next weekend and nobody had any. And I was like, fuck. And then, but like when I'm telling you that when I'm driving, like I can't see the road. Like I don't know if it's there. The only thing that helps me is the white stripe on the right-hand side. I'm like, if I'm
That
just,
should be on the left-hand side, actually.
but we
I'm
have like the,
joking, I'm joking.
okay, so what the fuck? But it's just very frustrating. And so like, I mean, I can see on very like bright lit highways. Like I went on the toll road, which I usually don't do because it's expensive, but I was able to see. But then as soon as I get on like a normal highway where it's not like lights everywhere, because we live, you know, kind of in the country, and so it's just so dark, and I'm like, well, like either I'll follow the person in front of me and I'll just make sure that I'm like, you know, going the same like straightness as they are, or I'll follow the white line and I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna die. But yeah, it's hard. Like I don't understand like how it even happened. It feels like it just like all of a sudden happened and I was like, wow, I can't see at night.
Well, at least maybe the pizza was worth the
The
drive.
pizza was worth it. I'll say that. The pizza was worth it.
Did you have a favorite scene?
I really enjoyed. I wanted them to utilize the nurses more.
Yeah,
I just
man.
felt like that scene was not used properly.
No.
I felt like it could have been way better.
Yeah,
The
I didn't like
ending.
the way they looked either. Like their faces looked weird. They were like
They were
quite
definitely not as sexy
gappy.
this time.
No, they weren't as sexy either, no, but the face, the trademark like swirled face wasn't a thing. It was more like it kind of looked like a dice or something. It was like big
Yeah.
gaps in it. I don't know. Like it looked weird to me. It didn't look like very classic Silent Hill nursey. But yeah, the scene wasn't good. I was waiting for that. I was like, obviously I know they're in it. And I always liked the nurse scene. But yeah, I wasn't crazy on it at all. And I didn't like the way they sort of crumbled apart.
Yeah, what was that
I
about?
don't know. Didn't
I was
really
like, I want
make
to see blood
and
and gore,
they
like,
did a little bit of the sexy moans, where they're like,
but not
oh,
enough.
but not enough. That's something we didn't mention in the last episode, Revelation.
Oh,
The
yeah, I forgot.
sexy nurse moans in that scene. It's so good. Every time someone moves, they're like, ah. It's not a very sexy moan, I know, but it was so good.
I kind of like the end scene where the bed was floating. I just like the bed floating part where all the moths around it. But then as soon as it like exploded and turned into like this like animated creature, I was like, okay.
Yeah, obviously, like that bed scene is sort of like, it must be an iconic thing in the game, right? That must be like the final
The
boss or
final
whatever, you know,
boss,
the final
yeah.
level, because obviously that's in the first one. But it's a very different story with the hospital bed and the girl in it. You know, it's completely different. But I much prefer the crazy story in the original that they made up rather than this one.
Yeah, so it was basically like the same story, but just changed a little bit. You know what I
Well,
mean? Like,
obviously, with the first movie, he's pulled from three games and made
right.
his own story, and it wasn't Christoph Gans, it was someone else. But
Yeah.
I know I tore apart the story in that movie, but I much prefer it to this one because this one was like,
It didn't make any fucking sense to me.
well, it was just the whole thing was just, oh, it's all in his head. That was it, wasn't it? It was like this guy is suffering from you know, trauma, grief
Because he
from.
killed his own girlfriend.
Yeah, you've basically euthanized, is that the word? You know, because she got sick from drinking a poison that a cult made her drink, right?
It
That
was
was
like
the
a
story.
poison. It was a poison that took away her free will and then like destroyed her from the inside. And I was like, I don't understand this. Like, first of all, like they didn't really go into who her dad was. They didn't really go in. And I'm like, and that's another thing about, you know, video game movies is like you walk into the middle of something, you know, like I felt like I was walking into the middle of these two people's lives that had already been established. And I was like, I'm just here.
Even though we saw the first time they met each other and we sort of saw it develop, and it was the way that it played out was we were going back and forth in time and we're getting to see little glimpses from what got him to this point, you know, and obviously that's a trope and it works if you don't already know what's coming, I guess. But I mean, I don't know. I knew what was coming, and maybe that was because I think you sent me a reel with like the plot for this filming, so that I probably had it spoiled, but I kind of knew anyway. I think it was quite obvious. that, like,
Oh, so obvious. The
you
whole
know,
everything was
it was like,
obvious.
it wasn't a plot twist that was like, oh, he killed her. Because at first I was like, oh, they died in a car crash because
Yeah, the whole
she
time I was like, okay,
drowned.
he's there's something else eating at him other than her just dying. And then when he's like saying, I'm sorry, I was like, oh, he probably killed her. Okay. And then when the scene came, I was like, okay, that's how he did it.
And the thing as well with him, he was so unlikable. Like, as soon as he comes on screen and he's driving like an asshole in that fast car on that dangerous road and then lights up a joint, I'm like, dude, you're a grade A asshole. Like, who does that?
I was like, okay. I was like, maybe this is just like a scene in a character in the beginning that's gonna die and somehow end up in Silent Hill.
Please,
But
God,
I didn't think he
please.
was gonna be the main character. Then
I
all of a sudden, I
know.
was like, oh, okay.
So unlikable.
The
And then.
actor, I think the actor did pretty well with what he was given.
I hated him. He was
But
awful.
overall, I was like, this guy's a douche.
Yeah. And then when he meets the girl in the most fucked up way, because, like, he could have killed her. And who has their luggage in the middle of a road as
That
well?
whole
Like, that.
that scene, I didn't understand what happened in that scene until the end when they
Yeah, when they
repeated
redid
it,
it,
and
yeah.
I was like, oh, okay,
So
that
the
still
yeah,
doesn't make any sense,
same.
but
So
I'm
she had her
confused,
luggage like
like,
in the road basically. So it was kind of her fault.
why? Because at first, like, it happened so fast, and then he was like somewhere, and I was like, what the? He was just on the road. I don't understand what just happened. And then this random chick just pops up. And then she's talking to him like she's already known him for a long time. And then she trusts some random ass dude to give her a ride that almost
Honestly,
killed her.
the thing that stressed me out the most about that was when her case comes undone for the second time when the bus arrives and she's like, oh God, it's all right. You just go, just carry on. And like waves the bus on. It's like, literally wait for 10
I'm like,
seconds.
he
Let
can,
me
the
close the
bus can,
case
yeah, I
up
was like, the
again.
bus can wait
And
a minute. It's not that big of a deal. Close up the case. All right, cool. You almost killed me. See you later. Bye-bye.
yeah, like it was.
The end.
Oh, that stressed me out. I was like, who does that? Seriously.
And
But
the
yeah.
ending too, the fact that he knew that it was going to happen and he still allowed it to happen, I was like, this guy's a dick.
Yeah, I. Yeah.
He should have just
Honestly,
let her
it
get
was
on the
so.
bus and leave because it's just going to
Yeah.
repeat.
And as well, like, and I mean, I know we're going back and forth here with the story, but it is
Yeah.
so all over the place. But
It
like,
really is, and that's kind of
with
just
the
the whole
ending,
movie.
I mean, I saw a lot of people complaining, like, big fans of Silent Hill 2, the video game, were outraged, saying that this bastardizes it. I don't know what bastardize actually means, but I think
I
it
don't
just
either.
it turned it into something that it's not, basically. And I think that the reason why people are so angry about this film, fans of the game, is that Silent Hill 2 is meant to be a sad story. He's not meant to have a happy ending, you know. And I think that what they could have done was, you know, if they really wanted to force that happy ending thing in there, but then they could have changed it again and just had, you know, him in the hospital bed at the end, just like he's
Yes.
all imagining this again. You
Yes.
know, like
That's what I
they
was
could have done that and
expecting.
had a bleak ending, because, you know, and the thing is as well, like, apparently with Silent Hill 2, the video game, everything's meant to be suggested. Like, apparently compared to this film, that everything's handed on a plate, everything's explained, it's all there's loads of
Yes.
exposition, you
Everything was
know,
too
there's
ex.
no nuance. That was the word that everyone was saying, like, the video game is so beautiful because it's nuanced, you know, and it has a dreamlike quality, and it's a completely different thing to this movie, which is, I don't know what it was meant to be, like a
And
horror
I'm kind
movie
of
for dumb
thinking that I
people.
like the second one better because
See,
definitely had some creepier vibes to it.
yeah, I'm telling
It
you,
wasn't good by any means, but there were actual
like, dude,
scenes
that
where I was
nurse
just like,
scene was so good.
and
So
the
good.
creepy. So, okay. So in the second one, it has the mannequin spider, and this one has some weird
Oh man.
backwards butt
Let's
cheeks and boob.
backwards butch. Let's talk about that scene for a minute, because Why did that like naked bald spider chick have such a juicy ass? Like, why
And
did
why
they
did they
keep
emphasize it
focusing
so
on
much?
it? And when Pyramid Head burst in, I genuinely thought he was about to S.A. her.
I thought
Like,
that too. I was like, oh my God, I'm about to see the scene that I don't want to watch because I hate these kind of scenes. I was fully ready for him to unzip his pants and just go to
he
town.
doesn't
I was
wear
like,
pants, I don't think.
oh, whatever he was wearing.
Unflap
I
himself.
was fully ready to see a giant schlong. And then he just chops
Honestly,
off her arms.
I don't know what he did because I was so focused on her ass, dude. It was so disturbing because I was
That
like,
ass
damn, she's
was
thick, and
thick.
it was like slimy as well, and he was
There was
like.
no reason for that butt to be that bouncy. I was like, in my head, I was like, I cannot wait to talk to Chris about this.
I was just like, I don't understand what's happening here. Why is
That
this
entire
like.
scene was fucking weird. And then I get that he's supposed, that, Triangle Head Daddy or whatever his name
Head
is
Daddy.
supposed to be his like grief in
Oh,
form.
that was so lame as well.
But
Like,
I
where
was
it
like,
was
you guys
like.
did not do anything to even try and convey that at all, other
Oh,
than
hit.
when
Yeah.
his head started hurting, and I was like,
Oh, that was
okay.
so bad when like they just Pyramid Head and him just like started screaming at each other. I was like, what is happening here? And then it was fade to black. And then he wakes up and it's like, what? And then when.
There's too many fade to blacks and he wakes up somewhere else where he wasn't. And I'm like, what the fuck is
Yeah.
this?
And then with the whole Pyramid Head thing where it's like, okay, we get it. It's meant to be his embodiment of grief. And he's like a painter, he's a moody artist, and he's like doing a
He's a little emo
self-portrait.
boy.
And then he's like, oh no, I'm gonna throw some stuff all over this self-portrait. And oh, it's in the shape of Pyramid Head over my own head. And then it kept zooming into Pyramid Head and through, and you see his eye, and it's like,
And then
oh,
it's like
it's him.
him,
And it's just like, oh, like, it's terrible. And as well, let's talk about Pyramid Head in general. He
Meh.
sucked in this. And like, why was he growling like a bear? Like, Pyramid Head don't growl. Like, he's silent. Like, it was just, I didn't even like Pyramid Head in this.
Like the
He didn't.
monsters weren't even that creepy this time around either. Like the armless, faceless
Yeah,
creatures. I
it
was
just
like,
looked CGI to me.
yeah,
I
me
mean, maybe it
too.
wasn't, but it just didn't look. I don't know. It didn't look real,
I
you
want to see
know?
more of those creepy burnt children
Yeah.
from the first
I
one.
wanted some of the terrible CGI again. Like it just kind of nothing was cool about
It
it.
was just mainly him running.
Yeah.
It just like stumbling upon things that like were just so ob like I was like, you guys are just handing everything in this movie. Like he stumbles upon the videotapes and then remembers the cult and then he stumbles upon whatever, and then I'm just like, okay. And then he meets Laura, who's supposed to be the little girl of Mary. And
I
then
don't
he
know
meets
why the little girl
Angela.
was there. She was just her middle name or something.
And then he meets Angela, who's another middle name and supposed to be a different version of her. And then he meets Maria. And I was like, what is happening? Why are these random people here?
And
Oh, and
that
then he meets
literally
that.
was her as well, the other one.
They're all supposed to be her. Because then it pans over to the gravestone and it has Mary, Maria, Angela, Laura. I'm like, what the fuck kind of name is that? And the cult thing was weird. And I
Yeah,
don't
and
know.
like I don't know, because when that first started, I was like, okay, we might get something cooler. You know, I saw the Leviathan's cross and then the pentagram, and I was like, okay, so it's a Satanist cult, right? I love shit like that. And then they didn't really explain or do anything with it. It was like there was a ritual scene, and she was wearing this like gold mask, and then,
Which I thought the original scene was kind of cool.
but what happened? Was everyone like eating her,
I
like
don't
what?
know because then she comes back later on and she's fine. And I was like,
Yeah,
so confused.
well, yeah, I didn't understand that because there was lots of blood and they were all sort of like eating her.
So what I was hoping was going to happen is that the people from Silent Hill that we meet that are supposed to be her family, I was hoping that some of them were going to be created into those monsters, like
Yeah.
But then it didn't happen, and I was like, okay, so those people are just pointless.
The whole movie was pointless, man.
Yeah, kind
Like
of
it
was.
really was, and like it was just so jumbled and so messy with the story that back and forth pacing was off. I mean, I guess we're on to lowlights now. I mean, I don't really have a favorite character, so we can just skip.
No, I don't really have a favorite. I was like, I wrote down favorite character question mark.
Yeah, I didn't even fill that part in. I didn't even get that far. Lowlights, everything. Acting, I thought was terrible. Didn't like any of the performances in it. Didn't like the characters. Just
I
didn't, yeah.
hated the doctor. She was the worst actor on the whole
Yeah,
film.
she was terrible.
Anytime she was on the screen, I was like, I'm watching an indie film with person that's like me acting in it. I was just like, can she just get off the screen every time? And then the scene where she's talking to the nurse and she just gives the guy's whole medical history to the nurse, and I'm like, okay, HIPAA violation. Like, what the fuck is that? Patient doctor confidentiality was not practiced here. I mean, of course they have to explain the story, you know, they have to blatantly lay it out for the people who are on their phones.
Yeah. Yeah, but this really was exposition, the movie as well, wasn't it? It was just like,
It was, but then at the same time, I was like, I'm so confused on even what the
yeah.
fuck is supposed to be
I've
happening.
never watched a film with so much exposition that gives everything away but leaves me completely confused at the same time.
Like, okay, so I'm just gonna try and break it down. So he almost kills her. He meets her, and Silent Hill is a boppin' town. And then for some reason, there's like a underground cult there that she's involved with. And then for some reason, she still lets him move there and be there with her. And they take advantage of her. And then he's like, you have to fucking leave with me. And then he leaves, and then she dies. Is that like, I guess, the story? And then he's so filled with grief that he has to go back to Silent Hill. I don't know, man.
Yeah, but like we obviously never saw that part in the middle, where he's like, you know, I don't know, was he committed at one point or something? But oh, and
Yeah, that didn't make any sense either.
I hated that as well. Like that scene at the start where he's like drinking in a bar, and he gets in a
Ugh.
fight and gets thrown
I
out. There was
wanted
like
to block
this
that scene out of my head because the scene
really,
where he like looks in the mirror and it turns into first
yes,
person, I was like,
yes,
this is, and it's the
it
only
was.
time.
I'm 100% convinced that that was iPhone footage because, like, he was holding a phone when it
Yes.
looks in the mirror, and it was like a first person
I didn't
POV
understand
for
that. Like, I
like
get
10
that they do
seconds.
that in video games, but wouldn't they do it consistently through the
Yeah,
video
it was
game?
so odd because when it happened, I was like, oh, please, for the love of God, don't let this be in the film. And thank God it wasn't because
But it was
I
just
hate shit like
so
that.
weird.
But like, yeah, it just happened for a minute, for a split second. And I was like, "What is going on here?" But yeah, hated it all. Soundtrack. I mean, where was the
Eh.
classic Silent Hill
Yeah.
music? Was expecting to hear that again and didn't hear it. Sound design was terrible.
Yeah, because there were some scenes that were like extremely loud. Like the scene where he first gets there, and then he goes to that homeless guy, and it's like a random jump scare right there.
Yeah.
That was so loud. It was like unnecessary.
Yeah, I mean it was just so many cheap jump scare moments, especially with the sound. Like
And that's what bothers me, because this movie can be genuinely creepy with the monsters, and then they chose to do cheap jump scares.
yeah, and the whole point of Silent Hill, right, is to build suspense and have that slow burn with the fog and create the atmosphere. Like there was no real atmosphere in this, and it didn't feel creepy. And that's a really weird thing to say about a Silent Hill film, because that is really at the core what they're all about, is like the creepiness and the monsters. And that failed on both counts. You know, I mean, the story doesn't really matter that much in those films in this franchise, because that's not really what people are there to see. But it
Yeah,
failed
I
all
wanted more
around.
creepy, because we didn't get enough creepy, and we got that annoying guy that he runs into. Like, I didn't understand that. Like, what was the
Yeah,
point of him?
I think his name was Eddie, wasn't it? And apparently that was a big thing in the game. Like, he's a bigger character in the game, and a lot of people were pissed off about that, that they changed him as well. But yeah, it was just the story, man. I mean, what the fuck was the story? Like, it was just such a mess. Like, literally nothing made sense. And it was just, it's just a whole bunch of nothing at the end of the day. Like, when it ended, I was just like, well, what was the point in any of that? Like, it was just so confusing. Not confusing in the way that the first one was confusing, because that was entertaining still.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't like it.
Directing was bad as well. Like, just really not good. Not good directing at all. Touched on it already. The pacing was bad. All over the place. Boring. Just a boring film, I thought. Like, it was just, I was struggling to keep my eyes open at parts. I was just like, this is not entertaining in any way. It was just so boring. And yeah, just not a good film. Just not scary. No suspense. Monsters are
Yeah,
not
Mikey was
cool.
like, "Did you like it?" And I was like, "It was okay." And he was like, and then I was like, "I don't think it was worth the hubbubaloo that I went through to go see it for sure." And he was like, "Yeah." I was like,
Did he
because
not
I was
like
like,
it?
"Oh, he didn't go. I went by myself."
Oh, you went by yourself? Oh, dude, I'm
Yeah,
proud of you.
yeah, yeah. No, I wasn't gonna force him to watch something that he's not even remotely interested in, like. You know, at least there's some horror films that I'll like send him in and be like, hey, you know, is this like look okay to you? And sometimes, you know, he'll say, yeah, but this was like part of a franchise that he'd never seen really. And but then he would have fallen asleep instantly.
Ah, oh, dude. Honestly, I'm so proud of you now. I didn't realize you went on your own. That's really awesome.
Yeah,
Thank
I like going to
you
the
for
movies
doing it
by
for the pod.
myself. Yeah, I don't mind. And so I wouldn't have mind driven out that way if it wasn't rainy and at night. Like if it was during the day, like if I was able to have gotten like off work or whatever, or even seen it during weekend. But fortunately, with it being such bad weather this weekend, like I wasn't gonna go and try and venture out. But yeah, like I like going to movies by myself. It's fine.
Yeah, to be honest, I prefer it in a way. I mean, mostly because, like, I am a real, like, complainer, obviously, as everyone knows.
I love complaining,
when I go to
so
the theater, like, I find, I don't know, dude, I hate people, okay? And, you know, I went out before to get lunch, and I find myself glaring at everyone that annoys me, and that is everybody. That's everyone. Everyone annoys me. So I just prefer to be on my own. I really should just watch films on my own and not go to the theatre. But obviously, there are films that I want to see in the theatre. And unfortunately, people exist and they go too. But yeah, I should
Unfortunately,
probably.
people exist.
But yeah, have you got any more notes or anything you want to talk about with this movie? I mean, I feel like we've not really talked about it, but I don't know anything else to say other than it's shit. Like, have we gone over the story? I think
Yeah,
so.
I think so.
It just didn't really make much sense, and everything else kind of sucked. Yeah, I didn't really like anything about it. So I'm going to read out a couple of Letterboxd
Yes,
reviews.
I already saw some of them. Hilarious.
So these are two of my favorites. Christoph Gans hates Silent Hill fans. Please keep him away from these projects for the rest of his life. Isn't it? It's really sad though, isn't it? Because, you know, if you're a big fan of something like this franchise, these video games, imagine waiting like 20 years
I think
and
it would break
then.
my heart, honestly.
Oh man,
I
yeah.
can't think of anything right now like that I love in like book form or video game form or you know not movie form where they would make a movie and it would just I can't think of anything.
And the
I
thing
mean
is as well, like this franchise, there's only been two films before this, and one of them's shit and the other one is mediocre. So like imagine only having those two things from your favorite
You get
franchise.
this and it's just like
You know,
absolute dog shit too. You're
you know,
like, fuck.
Star Wars fans get mad, but look, dudes, you've got loads of content. You know, like you can watch loads of things. Poor Silent Hill fans, they've only got those two movies and now this one. Like, I understand their rage and I'm
Yeah.
so sorry, guys. But I mean, and honestly, like I said, everyone hated it. Pretty much everyone. There's been two people that I've seen on my feed, two people that I follow, that one of them said it was decent and the other one said it was good. And both of these people, their opinions I don't respect because I don't trust their views on movies. So although I like them as people, that their opinions on films I don't really trust. So that's all I'm saying. And I'm not saying who they are either.
But if it resonates with you, it
It
might just be
probably
you.
but yeah, so the other one, my favorite one, get ready for this. Best Letterboxd review for this film. I want to silent kill myself.
Yes, I saw that one. The whole time I was like, I wish I could
Oh,
come up with a really funny
it's brilliant that.
Letterbox review. And then when I
Brilliant.
saw that one, I was like, damn it, that's it. That's
That's the one.
the
That's so ash coded.
review. I love it. But you know what? It's all right. It was worth it because I saw it for the pod.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, we see these shit films sometimes, and then we can have a conversation that's more entertaining than the movie.
Sometimes the shit movie surprises in
Yeah.
good ways, and then sometimes it surprises us by being a complete diarrhea show.
And honestly, like, I just, if anything comes from this film, it's that juicy ass naked Spider Woman. Like, I just can't get it out of my head. It's just seared in there. It's one of those
She also had
images.
really jiggly boobs too, but
Yeah,
I mean it emphasized on the ass, but that ass though, I was like, I
is she
like
my hear me out? Like, would I? I don't know,
like I
man. It'd be
was
pretty
like,
fun. Imagine
you
all
should
those
have seen my
limbs.
face. Like I know I was alone in the theater, but I was like
I think I was making the exact same face. Just kind of
almost was
like.
like looking around to see if somebody would make eye contact with me. Like somebody just turns around and looks at me. I'm like, dude, I don't know, man. You're seeing what I'm seeing. Like, I don't understand what's happening.
I just remember thinking that family down there, like with the kid, like the mum and the dad with the kid watching this, like, oh my God.
Shield your
Kit.
eyes.
Oh jeez. Right. But yeah. Overall thoughts, pile of shit. Fails on all counts of being a horror movie. Not scary, not cool, not fun. Just confusing and boring.
Very confusing. However, if I was playing that video game and like, I don't know, like the video game seems like it's so scary.
Yeah, like
I would not want
obviously
to play it.
this is why it works as a video game and it's such a popular franchise. You know, some of these things, this story in particular, it obviously works better as a video game. You
For
know,
sure, because
it
I felt
doesn't
like
work as a movie. Stop trying to make it a movie.
the whole movie is like scene credits between moving to the next level
Yeah,
of a video game.
exactly.
That's all
Yeah.
it is, and it's all pieced together and it's choppy and it doesn't make any sense if you're not like completely immersed in the game and like you're handed everything on a silver platter, but yet there's still nothing that makes sense.
And as well, like Silent Hill 2, like I've watched a lot of videos, people talking about it, and one person made a good point, and they said, this is a 10-hour video game. You can't make that into like an hour and 30 movie, you
That
know?
makes sense, yeah.
But yeah, honestly, like it was so bad to me. I think it's one of the worst horror movies I've ever seen. And I would never watch it again. Maybe just the pyramid head
I
spider
know.
ass
Mikey
scene.
asked me, he was like, would you ever watch again? I said, fuck no. I will never watch either one of those. I only will watch the first Silent Hill. That's my movie.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna make a super cut, a Silent Hill super cut, and it's just gonna be all the cool moments put
Just gonna be the
together.
nurses moaning
The nurse is moaning,
over and over again.
the big butt naked spider lady in this one, just like this weird. this weird
It's
super cut of all like the fucked up sexy
Chris's
bits.
new fetish.
Yeah. People are gonna find it in years to come and be like, whoa, this dude was fucked up.
You're gonna have it on your tombstone because in the future they're gonna have like tombstones that are able to have
Oh, hell yeah, like a reel.
like a real is gonna be this is what we remember Chris by, and it's just a big spider butt.
Spider butt, spider butt.
That
I'm
was
gonna be
whatever the
shooting my
spider
webs
butt.
at her. Oh, the whip, Jesus Christ. Oh my God. This episode's descended into something.
That movie descended into something.
Yeah. Have you got any overall thoughts apart from Spider Butt?
Overall thoughts, never want to watch it again. It was not worth the money, but it's still worth the time because we got to talk about it, but
Yes,
I don't
exactly.
recommend
No,
it to
I
anybody.
don't recommend it to a single living soul.
Like, I even want to tell Ryan, be like, Ryan, listen. Just listen to the episode. We explain the movie. You don't need to put yourself through it.
Yeah, we need to get on
Just
the chat right after we finish recording and tell him, dude, don't even bother. Like,
like,
I'm
don't
gonna
spend your
tell Ash
money.
the same thing because Ash messaged me and he was like, oh, I really want to see this. And I haven't messaged him back yet because I didn't want him to spoil my reaction to you because I know you talk. So I need to. Have you spoke to him yet about it?
Not yet.
Okay. So we both need to tell Ash as well, don't bother.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell
Ryan,
him
don't
it's like
bother.
that movie Ash that we watched together, level bad. Because I'm
So many ashes in
Chris, when I
this
tell you that that
discussion.
movie was so bad, it was so bad. It's like set
Was
on
it
this
worse than
like
this?
yes, or I'd say
Wow.
it's probably on the same level because it's just it was so boring and so dumb. And then like it's just set in like one kind of area. And it's just like dark. I don't know. It was the wor one of the worst movies I've ever seen. But yeah.
So, ranking these three movies, the
One, two,
Silent Hill
three.
franchise, easy peasy, one, two, three.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one was so bad. Like, the other two are like way better, and they're not even good. But yeah,
Yeah, because the first Silent Hill is one of my comfort movies.
I can see that. And honestly, like after watching like this one, like it's bad, but it's not that bad. Like, I was harsh
But
on them
in this
both.
one, in the first one, there's characters that you actually kind of care about, at least a little. You actually care about the little girl, at least. You know what I mean? In
Yeah.
this one, I couldn't give two shits about James. I couldn't really give a fuck about Mary. Like, I don't even know who she was, barely.
Hell no.
And then you meet these like other randos, and you're just like, I don't. I mean, Laura was cute and creepy. She's like, here's my baby. And that was about it. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she did a decent performance, I guess. Like, but again, it didn't really like mean anything. You know, it's just,
She was just there and then she wasn't. And I
yeah.
was like, all right.
But yeah, are we glad that we covered this franchise on the pod? Yes and no for me. Like, I
guess,
kind
yeah.
of want 6 hours of my life back, but I'm kind of glad that I've ticked them off the list as
Yeah, at least
well.
you have, yeah, at
Like,
least we have, because the first one I think at least is a cult classic.
yeah. Honestly, I'm just glad there are only three movies in the franchise because,
Oh,
like,
yeah.
imagine if there were more. Like, I was going to suggest making 2026 the year of the video game horror movies because I've just discovered there's a new Resident Evil movie coming out in, is it September? And I was like, oh, maybe we should do that as a thing. And then I find out how many other Resident Evil movies there are. And there's like six others and the new one. And I was like, I really don't fancy watching seven Resident Evil movies. And I was like, I don't think
I don't
Ash
even
will
know if I've
either.
seen one Resident Evil movie.
Like, it just doesn't appeal to me.
No, me too.
So I don't think that we should put ourselves through that. I mean, I'll watch the new one. I think it's like this. I think it's like a soft reboot. So yeah, I'll watch it, but I don't think we'll be, unless it's like incredible, I don't think we'll be doing it on the pod. But yeah, Silent Hill, glad I've crossed those movies off the list, but I won't ever watch any of them again. I liked a couple of scenes in the franchise, but that's it. What about you?
I won't ever watch this movie again. I won't ever watch the second one again. Of course, I'll watch the first one because I just like it. I don't know why, but movie's not for me, man.
So, next episode, guess what, Ash? We're
What?
going to be returning to Woodsboro. It's Scream 7 time, baby.
Oh, I didn't know we were going to be doing that.
Course,
Surprise.
we're going to
That's a
be doing
surprise for
it
me.
because
I figured we would, but I
it's
just didn't
3 years
know.
since we last talked about Scream. So, it's time.
So I'm excited because I think I'm going to see if my mom and her boyfriend want to go because I did watch, the whole series with them.
Hell yeah,
So
that'll
I
be
thought that
fun.
maybe it would be fun to bring them in. You know what we should do? We should have
Oh
my
my God, let's
mom
get him on the
on.
pod. Get your mum on the pod. I was gonna say, I wanted to get Adri back on the pod because she loves Scream, and maybe Francesco because he obviously loves Scream. But I don't know if anyone's schedule will line up with ours, so maybe, I don't know, maybe get your mum on.
We'll figure it out.
Figure it out. Either way, watch this space because next episode we're going to be talking about Scream 7 with a
I need to
special
buy some
guest,
tickets.
maybe Ash's mum.
That'd be hilarious. I don't know if she'd do it. I think she'd be too shy, but
You know what you could do? You could just like record like a quick like 5 minute
Oh, that's a great
reaction,
idea. I will.
and then we
I'll
could
have.
just put it in at the end of the pod, just like
She's
I
so
did
adorable.
with Aiden, with my son
Oh, that
for
was
the
so cute.
Beetlejuice 2-1. But yeah, we want to give a howl out to our wonderful Patreon supporters. Ryan, Wade, Ash, Francesco, Nicole, Paul, Elliot, Bill, Josh, Guy, and our producer Kyle. Thank you all so much for your
So
continued
much. We love you
support.
so
We
much.
love you, it means the world to us. You can go and support the pod too for only $1 a month. You get access to all of our bonus content. So head over there and listen to all of our extra stuff. We've got probably hundreds of hours of extra episodes on there.
That's
So if you
awesome.
enjoy listening to us ramble, then listen to us ramble with some really cool special guests on there, because we've got some of our best episodes on there, some of our
Best
best
people.
content. Yeah, so you're missing out if you're not signed up to our Patreon. Only $1. So subscribe and enjoy all of that stuff. As always, you can find all of our links at horrorhomeschool.com. Links to where you can listen to the show, our merch, the Patreon, and our socials. Personal social media stuff, you can follow me on Instagram at Chris J. Wakefield.
Me underscore Babraham Lincoln underscore.
We will be back soon with another episode. And remember, all the darkness, you can't keep it away.